Hello and welcome. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network, and it is time for evening prayer. Today is the 10th of May, 2024. It's the sixth Friday of Easter. Thank you for coming to pray. Let us begin. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. Bupota, Uganda. Residents of this eastern town of Uganda are still in disbelief months after police arrested a 48-year-old pastor accused of hacking his 44-year-old wife to death. The pastor killed his pregnant wife because he suspected her of having an extramarital affair with another man in this area, said Irene Muska, a resident of Bupota. About the June 4th slaying, we are still in shock because no one is safe. Even men serving God at different levels have also become perpetrators of domestic violence. Regional police spokesperson Rogers Tatika confirmed the slaying, saying the pastor was arrested 2 months ago and charged with murder. Tatika lamented the increase in cases of domestic violence in the region, noting that his office had recorded over 70 cases of domestic violence and 4 murder cases from January to June 2013 alone. The situation is getting worse, and something needs to be done urgently to save lives and protect our families, Tatika told Religious News Service. I want to urge people, especially couples, to seek legal redress rather than resorting to violence. Above, street vendors in Mukona, Uganda. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Just reaching for my candle. O gracious light. O gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. Our psalms today are number 91 and number 92. Psalm 91. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You shall say to the Lord, you are my refuge and my stronghold, my God in whom I put my trust. God shall deliver you from the snare of the hunter and from the deadly pestilence. God's pinions will cover you, and you shall find refuge under the wings of the Lord, whose faithfulness shall be a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of any terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, of the plague that stalks in the darkness, nor of the sickness that lays waste at midday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Your eyes have only to behold to see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord your refuge, and the Most High your habitation. There shall no evil happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For God shall give the holy angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder. You shall trample the young lion and the serpent under your feet, because they are bound to me in love. Therefore I will deliver them. I will protect them because they know my name. They shall call upon me and I will answer them. I am with them in trouble. I will rescue them and bring them to honor. With long life will I satisfy them and show them my salvation. Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to tell of your loving kindness early in the morning and of your faithfulness in the night season, on the psaltery and on the lyre and on the melody of the harp. For you have made me glad by your acts, O Lord, and I shout for joy because of the works of your hands. Look how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. The dullard does not know, nor does the fool understand, that though the wicked grow like weeds, and all the workers of iniquity flourish, they flourish only to be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, are exalted forevermore. For lo, your enemies, O Lord, lo, your enemies shall perish, and all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like the horns of wild bulls. I am anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also gloat over my enemies, and my ears rejoice to hear the doom of the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree, and shall spread abroad like a cedar of Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be green and succulent, that they may show how upright the Lord is, my rock, in whom there is no fault. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Here we see a house built on rock, and we also see a house that fell that was built on sand. This is an AI creation. This is not a painting that someone did. This is from Google Images. Our reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 22 through 27. Jesus said, "On that day many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many deeds of power in your name?' Then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers.' Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is a song of Christ's goodness. Jesus, as a mother, you gather your people to you. You are gentle with us as a mother with her children. Often you weep over our sins and our pride. Tenderly you draw us from hatred and judgment. You comfort us in sorrow and bind up our wounds. In sickness you nurse us, and with pure milk you feed us. Jesus, by your dying, we are born to new life, and by your anguish and labor, we come forth in joy. Despair turns to hope through your sweet goodness. Through your gentleness, we find comfort in fear. Your warmth gives life to the dead. Your touch makes sinners righteous. Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us. In your love and tenderness, remake us. In your compassion, bring grace and forgiveness. For the beauty of heaven, may your love prepare us. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the prayers begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep our nations under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. Here we see a peaceful setting, a gentleman with a cane, and there's a bench there, and the sun setting. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Now the collect of the day for the sixth Sunday of Easter, and a collect for social justice, and a collect for Fridays. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, who created us in your own image, grant us grace fearlessly to contend against evil and to make no peace with oppression, and that we may reverently use our freedom. Help us employ it in the maintenance of justice in our communities and among the nations to the glory of your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, by your death you took away the sting of death. Grant to us, your servants, so to follow in faith where you have led the way, that we may at length fall asleep peacefully in you and wake in your likeness for your tender mercy's sake. Amen. Now begins our weekend of prayer for the church. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for peace among all the peoples of the Middle East, for the 100 Jewish hostages and the 1,500 victims of the Hamas rocket attack. We pray for the 33,000 Palestinian victims of Israel's bombardment, for Palestinian children dying of starvation, for World Central Kitchen and other aid groups that are working in Gaza. We pray for peace on U.S. college campuses. We pray for unity within the church. We pray for world Methodism and for the Anglican Commune. Today in the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the Diocese of Iha-Amufu in the Church of Nigeria. Fridays, we also pray for the primates of the Anglican Commune, for Michael in the Episcopal Church, Martin in Burundi, Linda in Canada, Albert in Central Africa, Julio in Central America, and Henri in the Congo. We also pray for our ecumenical partners, the ELCA, Moravian Churches North and South, Churches Uniting in Christ, Old Catholic Churches, Philippine Independent Church, Marathon Syrian Church of Malabar, National and World Council of Churches. We also pray for our seminarians and their schools, for Greg, who's obtained his ministry diploma from the Christian Leaders Institute, Tom Welsh at the Virginia Theological Seminary, Morgan Ponder at the McAfee School of Theology at Mercer University, our postulant Elizabeth in the Diocese of Pennsylvania. We also pray today for the College of Transfiguration in South Africa, Cranmer Hall in Durham, United Kingdom, the Episcopal School for Deacons in Berkeley, California, the General Theological Seminary in New York City, and Holy Cross Theological School in Myanmar. And now is our prayer time. What's on your hearts today? What have you come to pray for? Today, I'd like to pray for the wellness of our founding vicar, Josh Thomas, that he takes time to concentrate on his health and finds that peace, which is only possible through you, Lord. I pray that his path forward is lit by your Holy Spirit and that he follows that path. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night. Give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Our video is called A Better Place. It's by Glenn Campbell and Julian Raymond, and it is performed by Glenn Campbell and Dolly Parton back in 2010. Glenn has been gone for a bit. He died a few years ago. This is one of my favorite songs that he did at the end when he had Alzheimer's.
I've tried and I have failed, Lord.
I've won and I have lost.
I've lived and I have loved, Lord.
Sometimes at such a cost.
One thing I know. The world's been good to me.
A better place.
The wait you'll see.
Some days I'm so confused, Lord.
My past gets in my way. More and more each day. One thing I know.
One thing I know.
The world's been good to me.
Good to me.
A better place.
A better place.
A way to see.
And that's what it's about, a better place, heaven. That's evening prayer for Friday, the 10th of May. Thank you for coming to pray. And now the week is done. The Sabbath night has come. May it be for us a time of refreshment, renewal, and joy. Good night.